Yeah, but which first can't attend the Nancy debate?
A number of things have been said in this debate. I just wanted to share with you an idea. We're here at the UN. Things are very clear when it comes to the right to development, the right to solidarity, sovereignty of states, rights of peoples, to right to assembly. It's enough to take a look at the UN Charter, Article 1, Article 55, 56, speak of achieving international cooperation and friendly relations between states. When you look at the Declaration on the Right to Development, Article 3 speaks of creating conditions at an international and international level to ensure the well-being of all. Now, the problem is that we've got these rules now on commercial rules and on investment in the UN. A few hundred meters away from this building, there will be a meeting at the WTO on the intellectual property agreement. But it turns out that at the origin of the creation of this organization and the agreements that were reached at that organization, they fail to take into account human rights or obviously the right to development. That's a big problem. So I'm not at all optimistic with regards to the claims of the countries of the South, the mobilization of civil society to push this to try and shoot down this agreement on intellectual property, even though exemptions are possible. Now, I don't know if you've read the first rapporteur on the right to health, when, for example, for medication, to get a new license. It's so easy to get a new license and have it extended by 20 years. And then the same draw, we've put the 1978 Alma-Ata Declaration, which spoke of community health. It spoke of determinants of the right to health. And so the solution, in my opinion, is that we need to revisit all those commercial rules, those rules on investment, so that the right to health, the right to development, sovereignty of states and the rights of peoples to self-determination can be respected. So I think that that's the